أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. We continue the discussion of ayat number 102 of Surah Al-Imran, the 13th. يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran Sharif. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have taqwa, the fear of Allah, and Allah ta'ala showed us the extent as Allah should be feared, we discussed the various aspects with regards to that. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and do not die except as Muslims, except being submissive, subjugated to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one may argue that the condition in which we die is not in our hands. Then how can Allah ta'ala tell us not to die, but in a particular way, being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we find in the hadith, it is stated that as you live, so shall you die. What we live for, what are the priorities of our lives? That is how we will leave this world. And just to complete that hadith, as you die, so shall you be raised on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith is telling us that whatever we do, there needs to be a great degree of sincerity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't do things because we are forced to do it. We shouldn't do things because of peer pressure. When it comes to the farais of deen, then we have no option. But in the other nawafil ibadat, we have to do things wholeheartedly, solely and only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if we carry out a deed in our life and we have the sincerity, then the hope is that Allah ta'ala will take us continuing to do that deed. One quick example, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that sahabi that had a unique attachment to the Quran Sharif. Once a person entered the haram of Makkah and he saw this person perform salat, and he got very interested in the kind of namaz that this person was performing. It looked like he was enjoying his salat. So he says, I went near him, and then I heard him read his Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he went on to Surah Al-Baqarah. He completed that and he went to Surah Al-Imran. He completed that and he went to Surah Nisa, and Surah after Surah, till he came to one Nas in one single rakat. So that was the kind of namaz that this person read, but I didn't know who he was. And when I queried, I was told that it was Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that was his attachment to Quran. So when he left this world also, he left this world in a state when he was making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So this is the meaning of the ayat, this is the meaning of the hadith, that whatever we do solely for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but we do it with absolute sincerity and dedication, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will take us in that condition. So here is Muslimin, we do it the state of submission. We submit for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not free will, not doing things as we want to do in our own, but we will do it submissively to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some ulama have stated, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, means that Allah Ta'ala is telling us that you are compelled to look after your deen till the day you leave this world. In other words, be totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah ta'ala says, hold on to the rope of Allah ta'ala, all of you. The whole man, the whole ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to hold on to this rope. We shouldn't forget that the ayat before this, the يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ before this and this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing us on a particular issue, that the Yahud were trying to create hatred amongst the Sahaba, this unity amongst the Sahaba, and it was in view of all of this that these verses were revealed. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, hold on to this rope of Allah Ta'ala. What is the rope? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that that rope is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Kitabullah huwa hablullah. Hold on to the Quran, all of you. This is the simple solution that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. The solution of unity lies in the fact that we hold on to this kitab and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find at the end of Surah Maryam, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, those who have brought iman, they practice righteousness, they are righteous in whatever they do. Sayyaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create amongst them that affinity, that love and that bond. So it is about the Quran, it is about iman, it is about amal salihah that will bring about this bond of love between us. And then Allah ta'ala says, wala tafarraqu, do not divide, do not separate. Now wala tafarraqu is telling us that in view of the Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way and the sayings of the Sahaba, there may be some differences in the interpretations or of all of that in subsidiary matters, not in the fundamental matters. And that may differ. There were differences from the time of Sahaba. Those differences appeared in the time of the Tabi'een. We have and we are famous, we know about the differences between the Imams, whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi. But that was differences, but it was not division. There was no dissension in the ranks of the Ummah. They all were together, there was love, there was muhabbat. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us. Allah is not saying don't have differences of opinion. Allah is saying do not divide amongst yourselves, do not separate and go into groups. And this is the very, very important thing. And then very quickly, the second part of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah is addressing the Sahaba, more the Ansar. And Allah Ta'ala says, and remember, ni'matallahi alaykum, this is the very important aspect, the blessing of Allah Ta'ala upon you, idh kuntum a'da'an, when you were enemies, what happened, fa'asbahtum bini'matihi ikhwana, through the grace of Allah you had become brothers. So that bond of muhabbat, that bond of brotherhood, Allah Ta'ala is saying is a ni'mat. And that is the ni'mat, that when there is that bond of brotherhood, very seldom and very few of us appreciate it. Until we have this dissension in our ranks and the divisions, and then we cry about it. So Allah Ta'ala put muhabbat in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The prescription is all here in the Quran Sharif. We just need to follow this prescription. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nahshukruka wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.